So Shabbat Shalom.
My name is Zelig. I'm the founding director of Wilderness Torah. And it's great to be here with at Urban Adama, as we do on a bi-monthly basis, partnering Wilderness Torah and Urban Adama Shabbats. Wilderness Torah awakens and celebrates the earth-based traditions of Judaism to really help individuals and our community get to the core of the matter. Heart connection, finding inner truth, finding your gifts, and serving the community with your gifts. And one of the ways that we do that is that we head out to the desert every Passover, for Passover in the desert. After the two Seders, so you don't have to bother your family, traditions, we go out Chol HaMoed midweek, and we journey about 8 hours from here into the Panamint Valley, near Death Valley, for a real midbar, a real wilderness experience. April 4th through 9th. If you haven't been, I invite you to consider joining us this Pesach at Passover in the Desert. Raise your hand if you've been to Passover in the Desert. Raise them high. All right, check those people out. Ask them what it's like.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
So we just entered into Shabbat, and what is unique about this Shabbat?
It's the Shabbat before Pesach, and it has a special name, which is, say it louder, Shabbat HaGadol, the Great Shabbat. And why is this Shabbat so great? Because it's before Pesach. So it turns out this year, we have an entire week before Pesach. Sometimes it's one day, sometimes it's a week. It happens to be this year, it's a week. So we got a whole week before Pesach. Because Shabbat HaGadol is a reminder to prepare for a great event, Yitziat Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, the releasing of our narrows into an expansive place. So it's a really great Shabbat, Shabbat HaGadol. In about 4 days, Rachel and Emma and I will clean out the chametz, clean out the yeasty, puffy schmutz from our kitchen. And when it's pretty much done, we'll take a feather and a candle and we'll search in the cracks for those extra crumbs. You remember that, Emma?
Yes.
No? We'll do it again. We'll do it again. By the time you're 10, you'll remember. And it's fun, but it's also a powerful symbolic act that doesn't just need to be symbolic. Because the chametz, that the bread and the puffed up stuff that we let go of during Pesach, is emblematic of that which we need to let go of. All too often, we get to Pesach, and there's a great brisket, really awesome charoset, maybe a charoset contest, you know? And we open the Haggadah, and we ask ourselves, why are we here this year? But Shabbat HaGadol reminds you to prepare, so that by the time you get to the Seder table, you know why you are there. Shabbat HaGadol also traditionally was a time when the rabbis would get up. It was actually really two times a year in ancient times when the rabbis would give a Devar Torah. One time was Shabbat Shuvah, preparing for Yom Kippur before that, to get people thinking about repentance, spiritual cleansing, and then Shabbat HaGadol. And on Shabbat HaGadol, the rabbis would give all the laws of Pesach, because Pesach is a very tradition-heavy holiday. Raise your hand if you know that from your own life. That's right. Some roll their eyes. Some of the traditions, however, are very powerful, and I want to talk about one in particular. The Bedikat Chametz. So the culmination of that feather and candle is a searching for the chametz. So you go around the house looking for the chametz, and for the little ones, you might hide a bagel here or a donut here, you know, because they're looking for the chametz. Because we're training them to search for that stuff that is all puffed up, that we let go of for those days of Pesach. And the culmination of the Bedikat Chametz, we light a little fire. Go into your backyard, go into the wood stove, maybe you have a hearth, you know, and light a little fire and gather the family around and take some of that Chametz, the stuff you didn't compost yet, or didn't give away or sell to somebody, take a handful and really ask the question, what am I let going of this year? So I want you to take a moment right now, just silently, perhaps close your eyes if that's comfortable, and just go inside. And what is the chametz of your heart? You know, or the chametz that's closing your heart? What narrowness are you ready to let go of this Pesach? Take a moment and just look inside. And when you're ready, return to the room. That was just a taste of what is possible this week. But perhaps one, two, or three of you want to raise your hand and share something that arose that you're ready to really like put into that fire at the culmination of the Bedikat Chametz. Anyone?
Fear.
Fear.
Delusion.
Delusion. Thank you.
Anger.
Retired warrior. Set that down. Thank you. So, Shabbat HaGadol, it's a preparation to walk towards Pesach. Shabbat HaGadol is also Parshat Tzav. And it's amazing because we just entered the second chapter of Leviticus, that very wild, shamanic part of the Torah where we learn about stones and fires and wild ceremonies. And today it says at the very beginning, Eish tamid tukad al hamizbeach, one of my top five favorite lines in the Torah. There shall be an altar on the fire, it shall never go out. And we people of the Hebrew faith tended fire as a central way of honoring our spirituality, to offer to God and to release the energies we need to release to. There's a powerful instruction there that the Bedikat Chametz and the Eish Tamid, that fire on the altar, they are powerful places to release and to give thanks. So I want to invoke that fire and invite you to really engage in that search for Chametz in your home and in yourself. And the theme this year for Passover in the Desert is tending sacred fires. We're going to really go deep this year with this theme. And we will have a fire being tended from the beginning of the festival all the way to the end. 6 days that fire will be tended. So we invite you to engage in Pesach this way in a really deep, meaningful way. Clean yourself out. Clean out the chametz. And if you choose, come and do a pilgrimage out to the desert with us. And however you celebrate, wishing you a Chag Pesach Sameach, a Zizim Pesach, a sweet, clarifying, liberating Pesach. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Yishar koch.
You may all rise.